This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's football time. Redskins going to kick it off. It's a low end-over-end kick. Comes down on about the 20-yard line. And there, Keenan Powell brings it out to about the 23-yard line. And so Litchfield will start from the 23.
Keenan just really started to kind of get moving there when the tackler came up and put a nice solid open field tackle on him. Didn't really have a chance to get himself going.
They're going to mark the ball at about the 25 now as they decide to set it over there on the left hash mark. Lewis Valentine, the center. He's got Tanner Satoff over there as his right guard. As we'll send Trips out here and then put a man in motion. That's Martavius Jones, the freshman. He'll go over to the other side and set. Twins left, twins right. In the pistol is a quarterback, Dubrinik. Now he'll put another man in motion as the first guy got set, and the Trips are over on the far side. They'll send the ball out, and it'll be incomplete. Couldn't hang on to it out there. I believe that was Powell.
I believe so, and I worried about it. And Powell jumped right on it. It was almost a lateral, it looked like. Keenan, very, very alertly, though, hopped on the ball to make sure that we maintain possession. So, again, we looked at turnovers last week and mistakes already, you know, drop ball, but yet still recover and make sure that we're retaining possession.
Satoff and Jones are split over here to the near side as Litchfield is going from left to right as we look down, are over towards the west end zone. Pass is completed back to the line of scrimmage is about all the further that Martavius Jones can get. So that's going to bring up a third and 10. Sitting over here on this side of the field, Dan, it's kind of interesting because you got the chains right down here in front of you instead of looking across the field at them.
It is. A little bit different perspective being on the visitor's side, that's for sure.
Dobrinik quickly sets the offense with twins to the right side, one wide out over to the left side. That is Keenan Powell. Dubrinik barking out the signals. He's going to drop back. He's going to look. He's got a receiver not completed because coming up on the defense was Nolan Ernst, a little 5'5", 140-pound senior, but he dove in there just in time to get a hand on it. It'll be punting time for the Purple Panthers. Good defense there by Nolan Ernst.
Yeah, really broke on the ball well. I was kind of worried it might turn away when you – as a defensive back, you're going to make a decision. Am I going to try to tip the ball, or am I going to try to intercept it? And it looked like Ernst was committed all the way to just tipping that ball away.
Dobrinik to punt. This is one thing that scares me. He's not set very deep as far as being back. He'll get the snap. Ooh, gets a kick off. It's going to bounce at the 50 and then bounce back. It'll be in Litchfield territory, but we're going to have a flag on the field. As the ball is resting, are going to be marked down at the Litchfield 49, I think. See what this flag is all about.
I think he was just maybe using the flag to mark where it went out of bounds.
But that's what your hat was for.
I think that's what he told the white hat. I was beginning to wonder if he knew that a punt can go out of bounds.
In any event, it's going to be a quick handoff here to Matthew Hill. He's going down the sideline to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. He's finally going to be drug out of bounds. But what a run by Matthew Hill, the 5'9", 165-pound senior. He takes the ball down close to the goal line before he's driven out. We're going to call it the 2-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of 47 yards, and it's first and goal for the Redskins, and that didn't take long to get close to pay dirt. They're in the red zone already, Dan.
And just an outstanding job of blocking by the exterior offensive tackle, the tight end. The wing back really did a great job of getting outside and making some blocks.
Again, they're going to give the ball off to Matthew Hill. Why not? He got the first 47. Let him get the last two, and he takes it in for a Redskin touchdown. Didn't take long. Still 10:45 to go here in the first quarter, and the Redskins are on the board. So give credit there. To Matthew Hill for the touchdown. The point after attempt is good. So that makes a 7-0 Nokomis, and we barely played a minute 15 seconds. We'll be back with the Redskin kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Following the touchdown, the Redskins will kick it off again. It'll be Powell as he tries to cross the 25-yard line. A good open field tackle there. Coming up with the tackle was number 28. That's Jake Watson for the Redskins. And so the Purple Panthers will start this time at their own 28.
And that's the second kickoff in a row that Jake Watson came through and made a great tackle. I think next time we receive a kickoff, I might try to put a purple helmet on that guy.
Yeah. There you go. So the Purple Panthers will set the offense again with two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. It's going to be a quick handoff. Oh, and the ball is on the ground, and the Redskins recover just like that. Coming up with a recovery is Matthew Hill, the guy who had the touchdown, and those are the kind of mistakes we were talking about last week you cannot afford to make.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights you better keep an eye on your lunch because Matthew Hill's coming to take everything.
So Matthew Hill with the fumble recovery gives the ball back to the Redskins at the Litchfield 24-yard line. So another short field to work with. This one even shorter than last time as the Redskins come out in an I formation this time. And they're going to have a toss sweep to Johnson. Johnson turns the corner. He's got some blockers. He goes down the sideline. He drags the defenders with him and takes the ball all the way down close to the goal line. Outstanding run there.
Yeah, it really was. It looked like Jake Cunningham was going to have a chance at the outside linebacker to come up. And I couldn't tell what number was, but had a good block and cut right up inside that. And next thing you knew, he was off to the races.
Like they're going to mark that one down at about the 1 yard line. So it'll be a first and goal for the Redskins from the one. Watson is the fullback directly behind center. And this time. Was that Watson going in?
I believe it was. I think Watson just took it in. Overby might have taken it on a quarterback sneak.
So Overby takes that one in from 1 yard out, and that's the second touchdown of the night for the Redskins. Connor Overby. And a point after attempt now by Ryan Quinn. Snaps back. The ball's down. The kick's up. It's the line drive that cleared by every bit of 6 inches.
Yeah. He sneaks it over.
It's as good as a mile. 14-0 is the Redskin lead. Still 9:58 to go here. 9:58 to go here in the first quarter. Back with the Redskin kickoff after these messages on. You know, we talked earlier in the year, Dan, about Pena and their quick strike ability, but this Nokomis Redskin pretty quick strike ability as well.
Yeah, it really is. And just an explosive backfield. Great job up front. And they're in the open field before you know it.
Powell, once again, trying to dance his way. He'll get up to about the 30-yard this time, and he's met by a host of Redskins. And Isaac Satterley was one of the first one in there to make the hit. So from the 30-yard line, it'll be a first and 10 for the Purple Panthers. They find themselves trailing to the tune of 14-0 already. They'll come out. Let's see, first of all, can they hang on to the ball for a few plays? All right, this time it's going to be given off to Jake Cunningham, and Cunningham's going to go off the left side, and he'll go for about a yard, take it out to the 30, call it second and 9.
Had a lead blocker in front of him when all of a sudden the lead blocker just kind of lost his footing. It was Drew Hartzell that
Couldn't be because of the wet turf.
Well, no, no.
Hadn't had that much rain.
As dry as it gets, but I don't know if he got an edge of a cleat or something and just lost his footing.
Jones out here along with Powell as wide receivers. Out here, three of them. And the Purple Panthers will go the other way as they'll try to send the ball over to Carson Satoff. Overthrew him out too far to the side. Brings up a third and nine. Ball still on the Litchfield 31. Had the right idea. Had Satoff open. Just let him too much to the outside.
Yeah, and he did. Once Satoff made his break, he had a little bit of space between the defender. Tate DeBrennick, just a sophomore. Just sophomore kind of. Got his face on the poster of this growing youth movement of the Litchfield Panther football team. It's being led by a sophomore quarterback, so there's going to be some growing pains there.
So that brings up a third and still about nine to go. Wide receivers all over the place. Going to be a delay of game call against the Purple Panthers. Well, here at Nokomis, they have play clocks on each end. But sometimes high school quarterbacks are not in tune to be looking at those. As a result, Litchfield's going to take a timeout on the field. As they take a timeout, we will as well. 8:59 to go, first quarter. Nokomis 14, Litchfield nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, our producer, back of the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. Want to remind you, coming up next, Carlinville at Gillespie. Tim Mize and Carl DeBar will have that call on WSMI FM 106, as well as streaming it on WSMIRadio.com. Third and 14 now for the Purple Panthers. Pump fake, pass to the inside. Oh, almost intercepted there as Connor Overby had that one go right through his hands as it tipped off the receiver's hands, Carson Satov. And so it'll be punt time for the Purple Panthers.
Really a very good pass by Tate DeBrennick there. Ran a nice little crossing route with Satov and just really threw a bullet in there. Went right through Satov's hands and then right through Overby's hands. So just a little too hot to handle by both of them.
So DeBrennick will step back to punt formation. Matthew Hill is standing on about his own 45 looking for this punt. It's a high spiraling kick. Comes down on about the 42 of Nokomis. Oh, he goes to the corner and then he's brought down, but I think he's brought down by the helmet. And so the Redskins are going to pick up some additional yardage. The tackle was made at the 47, but it's going to be over in Litchfield territory before they get finished with this one, Dan.
Yeah, they're going to call an inadvertent face mask, so it's going to be of the five-yard variety.
But that, to me, that was Nokomis kid's fault. He was just too elusive. They couldn't figure out where to grab him.
There we go. He just got a hold of anything he could, and it just happened to be a red helmet.
Seriously, though, the best part about it is there was no injury to the foul.
Correct.
And that's the one thing you really want to avoid. And it was a non-intentional thing, and that's why it was only a five-yard penalty. But nonetheless, Nokomis leading 14-7. They're going to roll out. They're going to go to the air. Got a receiver open down deep, and that is Cooper Bertolino. Bertolino makes the catch on about the 30 as he was cutting across from left to right. He then makes a left, goes down the sideline, gets down inside the 20. Looks like he's down on about the 15. A gain there of about 33 yards. First and 10, Redskins.
Not a lot of passes out of this Nokomis Redskin team this season, just completing a couple of passes on just a few more attempts. So
well, Overby in the first three games with one for two, one for two, one for two.
Well,
he's about done passing for the night. This time he hands off to Jake Johnson, and Jake Johnson goes bowling right down the line, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown, I do believe. Nope. They're going to say he was down at a, nope, they're going to say he was in the end zone. Okay, so Jake Johnson did. I thought they ruled him down, but.
You know, we got this minute. Just to take a second to mention the offensive linemen for the Nokomis Redskins. Caden Cook at center. Mason Morris at left guard. Tanner Willard at right guard. Left tackle is Mason Morris. Lucas Stinson at left guard. And then right tackle, Wyatt Dooley. So those five young men doing a great job blocking tonight so far, you know, just 4 minutes into the first quarter.
And guess what? Ryan Quinn got this point after up in the air, not just a line drive, but up in the air. But it was wide left and no good. And so it's 20-0 Nokomis, back with the Redskin kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Nokomis Redskins have had a difficult time maintaining sustained drives because after the second drive, they find themselves in the end zone, Dan. They have been very prolific as they went 49 yards on their first drive in two plays, 24 yards on their second drive, recovering a fumble. And then on the third drive, they went 48 yards, and it took them two plays. So in six plays, they had three drives, and they had three touchdowns, 20-0, and we've only played 4 minutes here this evening.
Right. They've run six offensive plays for an average of about 35 yards a play. So efficient is definitely the word for it.
Well, there's a lot of misdirection in this Nokomis offense, to say the least. Now the Purple Panthers are going to try to go wide left with Jake Cunningham, and that's not going to go anywhere. As the ball was on the 17-yard line, and they're going to say it's going to go back to about the 15-yard line. So that'll bring up a second and 12 for Litchfield from their own 15. Going the wrong way here in the early going, Dan. Big old almost full moon coming up there in the southeast. Dobrynik with a back on each side in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers to the left and the right. Going to step. He's going to look for Powell. Powell's got his receiver or got his defender beat, but then the defender covers up and Nolan Ernst gets up there just in time to get a hand up and knock that one down. Once again, good pattern, good pass, good defense.
Yeah, and Tate Brennan put it right where it needed to be, and Ernst did. Ernst got in there and got a hand and knocked it away. So good play all around by the young men.
5'5", 140. And I'll tell you what, when you looked at him, you think, well, wait a minute, maybe he's not big enough to play in the secondary. But thus far, he's proved everybody wrong. He's had an outstanding game here in the early going. A couple of good defensive efforts for Ernst. So that brings up a third and 12. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Over the middle they go, and this time it is Jake Johnson at 6'1 who reaches up and bats that one down. Martavius Jones had gotten behind him just a wee bit, but he did a good job of reaching up and knocking that one to the ground. Incomplete punt time once again for the Purple Panthers.
There's an example of when you look at the evolution of a varsity quarterback. There's a perfect example where you got a young quarterback who's throwing the ball on a line trying to throw it out to that guy, whereas he just puts a little air under the ball and floats it out there a little bit more. I don't think Jake Johnson gets a hand on that ball. Martavius is going to have a chance of making a catch.
Once again, a nice punt, but it keeps bouncing the wrong way. It landed on the 47-yard line of Litchfield, but it bounced back to about the 45. However, there's a penalty flag down on the play. Let's see what this call is. This is one of the disadvantages of being on this side of the field because the referee, when he makes the signals, it's going to be a tripping call against Nokomis. So it's going to back them up. I was about to say the official, when he makes the call, he takes that to the home crowd where the main press box is. But it's going to move the ball back to the Nokomis 48. So it'll be first and 10 there. First time tonight that Nokomis has started a drive in their own territory. 6:50 on the first quarter clock. 20-0 is the score. Hand off right up the middle, as this time it's Jake Watson. Takes the ball over into Litchfield territory to the Litchfield 46. So we'll give him a gain of 6. Make it second and 4.
Yeah, they have an interesting approach to their offense. Gary, normally when you get that one running back and the two wing backs with a lot of misdirection, you set it up with the fullback first, or as opposed to they've been running a lot of the misdirection from the wing backs, and that was the first time that Jake Watson got the ball out of the fullback position.
This time it's going to be a quarterback keeper as they fake to the fullback. Overby takes it around right in, and he's going to take it down to about the 40. Let's mark it about the 42. So he's going to pick up four. They're going to say that's enough for a Redskin first down. So they'll move the chains, spot the ball at the 40-yard line of the Purple Panthers. First and 10 for Nokomis. Yeah, the thing about Nokomis is they utilize all of their running backs equally as well, it seems like. Either wing back on the misdirection or the fullback up the middle. Now they'll go misdirection and they'll go to that fullback. And Jake Watson, he's just going to rumble right off of right guard, and he'll get the ball down to about the 25-yard line. Gain of 15, first and 10, the Nokomis Redskins. Tell you what, they have been very impressive running wide, running between the tackles, running with the misdirection, just running all over the Purple Panthers here in the first few minutes of this one.
Right, we're calling a lot of running back numbers, but, boy, the offensive line from the Nokomis Redskins really getting an MVP vote from me at this point, just opening up gigantic holes and moving the Panthers' defensive line 3 to 4 yards before the running back even gets to it. So outstanding job by the men up front for the Red.
Yeah, and when you look at the right side of that line, that's all seniors. So, once again, a very veteran team. This time, incomplete pass intended for Jake Johnson. Good double-team coverage down there by the Purple Panthers. Will bring up a second and 10. As you said, over on the right side of that line, you've got Caden Cook is the center. He's 5'9", 225. Tanner Woolard, he's the right guard. He's 5'9", 220. Wyatt Dooley, he's 6 foot, 245. So 220 is the shrimp of the bunch.
Yeah.
Good size there, indeed. So from the 25, it'll be, whoa, misdirection, ball mishandled, and the Purple Panthers come up with it. Martavius Jones picked it up, dropped it, picked it up again. Said it was a little bit slippery, but I got it, coach. So the first break of the night to go the Purple Panthers' way as a result of Martavius Jones, the 5'9", 165-pound freshman. You like hearing that. You got freshmen contributing. You know the future's bright.
Yeah, when we look at the youth movement that we're going through with the purple and white, Martavius Jones is definitely a part of that. Definitely, the coaching staff's very excited about him, what they're going to see him do over the next couple of years, and showing right there already he's going to help the team out.
So Litchfield now, they're going to take over, and they'll do so on their own. It's going to be about the 28-yard line. Going to hand off. Man, I tell you what, the handoff was made to Jake Cunningham. But just as soon as the ball got into his pocket, so did the Redskins, as there were three or four Redskins in on that hit to bring him down for a loss of about five on the play.
But when you have a very, very good run offense, well, guess what? The defense gets pretty good at defending the run in practice. So, and showing right now, they've got all 11 guys within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. And they're telling Litchfield, you're going to have to beat us in the air if you're going to beat us. You're not going to run the ball on us.
You know, they've got the A-gaps filled with two guys there, and that opens it up for the linebackers. Now the pitch is fumbled, and whose ball is it? There's a scrum there. Looked like a Redskin had it. Then perhaps it was a Purple Panther, and now it's going to be...
Now it's a pitch from quarterback Tate DeBrennick out to Jake Cunningham that Cunningham just couldn't quite get the handle on it. And then a host of Redskins showed up and started popping them. And, boy, then the ball was bouncing loose. And
I thought perhaps Litchfield recovered on it, but nope. At the 25-yard line, it's going to be Nokomis ball. And, once again, they will have a short field to work with on the Litchfield 25. They'll send that man in motion. They'll give it off to the fullback, Watson. Watson, he was hit. I thought he was going to be stopped at about the 15. He simply bounced off of it and went all the way in, 25 yards. Jake Watson with the touchdown for the Nokomis Redskins. Very impressive run by Watson.
And he's not the biggest fullback that we're going to find in any county anywhere. It's just 5'5", 160 pounds. But, boy, he runs at about 6'2", 220. Really, you know, we talked about the nice offensive line, but Paul Watson really doing a great job carrying the ball.
They're going to go for two since they missed the last one, and it's going to be a pass conversion for 2 points, and it goes from Connor Overby to Jake Johnson for the two-point conversion. So Overby connects this time with, who'd they say, Johnson over there?
Jake Johnson on the conversion.
Overby to Johnson for two. And that makes it 28-0. Nokomis with the lead. They'll be kicking off when we return on WSMI. Make no mistake about it, the Nokomis Redskins have been a very impressive team here in the early going. However, on the kickoff, Keenan Powell, he's off to the races as he goes 80 yards with a kickoff return. That puts some juice in the Purple Panthers, but there's a flag on the field. It'll be a holding call. Going to be a holding call near midfield, and that's going to bring it back.
Wow.
Well, he electrified this crowd for a few seconds, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. And I tell you what, the unfortunate thing about that is that flag came out after Powell was past that point. So it was a holding call made from behind the play. So that's a
unnecessary infraction. I'm just glad I don't know the number of the offender. I feel a lot better. But instead, it's going to move the ball back with the penalty to the 40. Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 42-yard line. So from their own 42, it's still a goose egg on the board for the Purple Panthers. But what a nice run there by Keenan Powell.
One of my track guys, Keenan, high jumps for us. Runs anything from the 100 through the 400. As you saw right there, he's got a little bit of quicks in him.
Pretty good at the 80 as well.
Yes.
All right, first and 10 for the Purple Panthers following the penalty on the kickoff. They'll hand the ball off to...
It was A.J. Seifert.
We got to see some of him last week.
Yeah, one of our youngsters. One of Litchfield's youngsters, that they're just a young, tough kid, only a sophomore, A.J. Seifert. Great
nice
kid,
run there.
Quiet, and boy, gets after it.
Pickup of about six. Let's call it second and four. Ball resting on the 48. So they give it to him again. He's got the hot hand. Why not? And the guy, they did. Because he's going to get the ball over midfield down to the 49-yard line of Nokomis. Picked up three. We'll call it third and one. Well, a couple of things happening here, Dan. The Purple Panthers are gaining some yardage, and they're keeping that clock running, which they need to let their defense have a bit of a break.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like Coach Elvers, who calls the offense, is going to let the play clock run down a little bit, maybe take a timeout.
Just don't lose the momentum here, guys.
Right. Big play here, a third and one at midfield. I know this is a first down he absolutely wants to know that he can get. Knowing Coach Elvers, I know there's times in this situation he likes to go out there and talk to his team, and especially the guys up front, and ask them what looks good, ask them what they think they can do. So. And I got a feeling a conversation, something like that, is going on right now.
Well, we shall see. But before we see, we'll have to take this break on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Purple Panthers come back out. The ball just on the Nokomis side of midfield. They'll go to shotgun with the third and one. As Dobrynik is going to go back, he's going to pass. Looking for Keenan Powell, but he overthrows him.
Jake Johnson walked up from his left side outside linebacker position, made no bones about what he was doing, and just made a beeline untouched straight for Tate DeBrennick, the Panthers quarterback, and luckily Tate got the ball away before he took the sack.
Yeah, fortunate to get rid of that one. As you said, he knew the hit was coming, but he stayed right in there, hung tough. Just a little overthrown. Now it'll be fourth and two. Incomplete pass, stop the clock at 2:12 to go in the first quarter. 28 to nothing is the Nokomis lead. Handoff is going to be to Seifert, and Seifert's going to get the first down. I do believe it'll depend on the spot of the ball. They're going to say keep the clock running. And it will be a first and 10 for the Purple Panthers. So it took almost 10 minutes for them to pick up a first down. But finally they do, as they are in Nokomis territory at the 47-yard line. We call it the 48 with a first and 10. Seifert has been the guy who's responsible for this first down of the night. Now they're going to go to the air looking to Powell. He's going to run that little bubble screen, and he's going to lose some yardage as he's back in Litchfield's side of the field. Well, they're going to mark it close enough. We'll call it the 50-yard line, but still it's going to be a loss of two, going to bring up a second and 12. We have an injured player over here to the side, Jake Cunningham. The training staff is looking at him right now. Hope he's all right as we return to live action. He is on his own 2 feet as DeBrennick is going to drop back, throw over the middle. Intended receiver there was number 5, Emiliano McGill. Just couldn't quite make connection. That's going to bring up a third and 12.
And again, Tate DeBrennick really throwing some good passes right where they need to be. The Nokomis defensive backs just a little bit better at this point.
Yeah, they're just getting a hand in there at the last second. Mm-hmm. You know, you like the pass, you like the pattern that's run, but you also got to like the way the defender's getting in there at the last second to break it up.
Yeah, things look good, and all of a sudden there's a Nokomis hand in there. So,
come on, we've got 4 seconds to go to get the ball snapped. 3-2-1, and he doesn't get it snapped. Second delay of the game tonight. This will move the ball back to the 45. Now it's going to break up a third and 17 instead of a third and 12. A little confusion on who's in the game and who isn't here for the Purple Panthers. Drew Hartzell heading back into the game. He'll sit there as a tight slot just off the right tackle. Like to have him for a blocking back in front of you. And that's what he's going to be. He's going to be the blocking back in front of him, except A.J. Seifert didn't know the ball was coming his way.
No, it went right off his face mask. I seemed a little confused. Now, we've got a shuffle around, I think, with losing Jake Cunningham out of the game. Some guys, I think, are maybe a little bit out of position and just wasn't quite sure what his assignment was on that play.
Well, I guarantee you one thing. The one guy who was certain was the lead blocker out there, Drew Hartzell. He was out there ready to hit somebody. Just the completion wasn't made first. So it'll be punt time. This one, a high spiraling kick, comes down on about the 25-yard line. And getting the ball out near the 45, the Redskins, tell you what, they just simply didn't want to go down there. Who was that on the return there?
I'm not sure it wasn't Overby, the quarterback. Was he that who was back?
I was thinking Matthew Hill had been back there earlier, returning. In any event, it'll be a first and 10 for Nokomis. They'll have the ball on their own, a 48. The official there tossing the ball over for an exchange, and he has a pretty good pass, but seeing in the back was even a better pass. So We got a passing contest here from the sideline. From their own 48 with 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Nokomis leading 28 to nothing. They'll start yet another drive. And it's going to be a rollout. Oh, receiver is wide open. On coming up quickly. Oh! Coming up quickly was Keenan Powell as he came all the way across from the other side of the field. I thought that had touchdown to Jake Johnson written all over it. But then here comes Keenan Powell with the opportunity for the interception, and yet it falls to the ground. Was that Powell? Or was that,
That was Keenan Powell that came across and broke it up. Connor Overby just put a little too much air under it, and it was underthrown, allowing Powell time to close on it.
Still 12 seconds to go. Will Nokomis go to the air again? No, they're going to hand it off, and it's going to be a run off of the left tackle. They're going to be Matthew Hill getting up. Nope, that's going to be, Matthew Hill on the run. He'll take that across midfield, and he'll take it down to the Litchfield 47-yard line. Gain of 5, going to bring up 3rd and 5 from the Litchfield 47. That's the first quarter, and after one quarter of play here at Nokomis High School, it is Nokomis Redskins 28, Litchfield Purple Panthers nothing. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. So far, the second quarter will switch ends. Nokomis will be going from left to right, or to the west end zone. Handoff is going to be to Matthew Hill. Hill is going to get some good yardage down inside the 40. Looks like he's going to have a first down, but he is not going to be getting up as he swings one knee over, then the other knee over, and now he asks for assistance. Matthew Hill finally to his feet. Now he's going to go back down as the trainer's going to come out and look at him, and he says, hey, I can walk off. I'm okay. He picks up a 1st and 10 at the Litchfield 40, needed 5, picked up 7, 1st and 10 Redskins.
That was big Blake Ballester that came down that tackle, kind of shook up Hill a little bit. Ballester at 6'3", 285 pounds, so that's a load coming down
would,
on you.
Yeah, that would shake you up a little bit, I would say. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Redskins from the Litchfield 40. Handoff this time going to go to Jake Johnson. Oh, he got a nice block out there by Tanner Woolard. He's off to the races. He cuts back, and he heads to the end zone. And I'll tell you what, Jake Johnson's going to get the 6 points. But the big guy, Tanner Woolard, at 5'9", 220, he sprung him free on the corner, Dan. Jake Johnson basically untouched, thanks in no small part to Tanner Woolard, the 5'9", 220-pound senior right guard. Pulled on the play, key block on the play, touchdown resulted. And that was a 40-yard touchdown for Jake. Now they're going to fake the kick. They're going to go for 2. The toss over there to Cooper Bertolino is good. So Bertolino hooks up with Overby for the 2-point conversion, and that makes it 36 to nothing in favor of Nokomis. Back with the Redskin kickoff after these messages on WSMI. The Redskins are on the warpath tonight, Dan Newkirk.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure that, you know, that this is our first game. This is our first game with the foes from the South Central Conference, and I'm sure they want to make a statement in this game. So nerves were a little raw. It's an unfamiliar matchup, and they definitely came in ready to play. There's no doubt about that. And they've jumped on the Panthers early in this one.
Well, you got to also understand they have a missing component, young Mr. Engelman, with a broken arm, and so it's next man up.
Right.
And sometimes that invigorates the other guys
sure.
to say, hey, we've got to pull a little bit more of the load. And they're sure doing that tonight. Jake Johnson with his 2nd touchdown run of the evening. Makes it 36 to nothing on the return. Is that Martavius Jones? As he tries to veer off to the right side, gets out near the 40-yard line. He's had some nice runs, Martavius Jones, tonight.
Really was. Made a little bit of move early, eluded the first tackler. Then he got to the sideline, picked up about another 10 yards. So, again, the freshman making a play.
Going to mark the ball out just about at the 40. Let's mark it at the 39-yard line. Call it 1st and 10 for the Purple Panthers, who find themselves trailing 36-0. Last week, they endured a 55-0 loss to the Piesaw Birds. And they're on the road tonight. Not much better than the home cooking of last week. And now, though leading 36-0, Nokomis defense saw something they didn't like, so they'll take a timeout. As they take a timeout, let's look ahead to what else we have going on.
As always, coming up, well, we announced earlier that there would be a delayed game this evening. That will be the Carlinville at Gillespie game on WSMI FM 106.1 following Gary and I's broadcast here in Nokomis. Then tomorrow we got Fighting Illini football, this evening, a Friday night special. Fighting Illini football, where Maryland is traveling to Champaign for a 7 o'clock start. So that's on right now on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. And we have Cardinal baseball also going on. And David, during the break, let us know that the Cardinals already had a 3-0 lead in the first inning. Currently on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9, also 92.9. So several Cardinal options. Next week, we have, that's where Dave announced earlier, there would be two games on the broadcast, but there will only be one live show starting at 6:30 from Carlinville, where the Staunton Bulldogs will travel down Route 4 to take on the Cavs. You can catch that game on WSMI FM 106.1, also streaming at WSMIRadio.com.
And so the Purple Panthers will take over. They'll do so on their own 39. Who are they going to give the ball to? Well, the guy that's had the most success, A.J. Seifert. Seifert's going to take the ball out to about the 44-yard line, so that's going to be a gain of about 5. We'll call it 2nd and 5. Not a whole lot of bright spots for the Purple Panthers tonight, Dan, but Seifert's been one of them.
Yeah, him running the ball, that's 4 carries for 16 yards for A.J., so averaging a 4-yard a carry, that's a nice result.
2nd and 5. They're going to go to the air, and it's going to be a completed pass out here to Carson Sathoff. He ran that little out pattern. He's wide open near midfield. Takes the ball down into Nokomis territory to the Nokomis 44-yard line. So he goes, or 39-yard line, excuse me. So it's good enough for a 1st and 10 for the Purple Panthers, and they're in the uncharted territories here almost, as they are deeper in to Nokomis territory than they've been all night. Trips out to the right side. Dobrynik with a back in the backfield. He'll toss the ball out there to Powell. Powell fumbles. It was a forward pass. Powell wasn't sure, so he was trying to chase it down. But the incomplete pass will bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Purple Panthers from the Nokomis 39. Ball setting over on the left hash mark as the Purple Panthers are heading east, or from our right to our left as we look down on the field from the north side of the field. Keenan Powell, the lone receiver out here, trips over to the far side. And they're spread out all over the place there. In the backfield by himself is Dobrynik. He'll throw that screen to Powell. Powell's going to turn up the middle. Powell's going to turn on the Jets. Powell's going to show the fact that he's got a track background as well as football, as he's going to take it 39 yards for the touchdown. It'll go Dobrynik to Powell for 6.
I tell you, I think, Gary, what the Panthers did was they just flipped the field. I think they liked what they saw on the screen pass to the right side that went through Powell's hands, so they just put Powell on the other side and they ran it the other way, and I think they were right in liking what they saw.
So Dobrynik to Powell for the touchdown. Now they're going to try for 2. In the backfield, Drew Hartzell going to try the pass, and it's going to be good to Santoff for 2. So the Purple Panthers are on the board as they have scored through the air twice, once for 6, once for 2, 36-8. Litchfield Purple Panthers kickoff coming up after these messages on WSMI. So the Purple Panthers, having trouble getting it done on the ground, decided they would go to the air, and the air was quite good for them as they picked up the touchdown at the 9:43 mark of the second quarter, as it was DeBrennick to Powell for 39 yards and the touchdown. Now watch out here, as going down the sideline for Nokomis is Isaac Satterley. He's going to cut back. He's going to finally be brought down, but not until he gets inside the 20-yard line. Outstanding run as a zig and a zag and another zig there. Puts him down into Purple Panther territory.
Yeah, if it was not for freshman Martavius Jones making a tackle, he was definitely heading into the end zone. That would have been Isaac Satterley's first touchdown of the night.
So the Purple Panther touchdown drive was four plays, 61 yards. Puts him on the board, but now the Redskins come right back. And they're in business again, and his handoff is to Jake Watson. And Watson's going to get a first down as he's going to drive down from the 14-yard line to about, well, it looks like they're going to mark it on about the one or two. And perhaps a three. We'll call it Nokomis ball. First and goal from the Litchfield three. 36-8 is our score. Nokomis with the lead and the ball, and they're knock, knock, knocking on the door once again. Going into the end zone. That was Watson, I believe. Yep, Jake Watson. On the run, that'll be his second touchdown of the night.
I tell you what, with just a little less than two games under his belt in that fullback position, taking Landon Engelman's position, he's looked really good. I'm wondering what Landon Engelman looked like back there that he was playing. Boy, that would must have been some explosive backfield with him back there as well.
Quinn goes back to the line drive PAT, and it's good, making it 43-8 in favor of Nokomis. We'll be back with the Redskin kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Looking ahead, you just heard the shelter insurance commercial, and of course at halftime we will bring you the shelter insurance halftime show, but thus far it's been all Nokomis Redskins show, Dan.
Yeah, really, just they've got their full display of running game here, and it's been very impressive, that's for sure.
Low line drive kick. Oh, going back, stumbling and falling, and then falling on it so that it doesn't go into the wrong hands. Keenan Powell make the recovery, but looked like he had an opportunity to pick up some yards, of course, with his speed, but that's negated by the mishandling of the ball. And so it'll be Litchfield ball trailing here 43-8. They'll have the ball down on about the, 13-yard line, look like? On their own 13, we'll call it.
They've got it on the board for the 13, so...
From their own 13, first and 10, Purple Panthers trailing 43-8 in the second quarter. DeBrennick with a pair of backs behind him, one on each side, puts a man in motion, fakes that motion, tries to keep it himself, ball's on the ground, and it's going to be picked up by the Redskins. And that was big Tanner Woolard. Earlier, he made the key block that accounted for a touchdown, and here Woolard comes up with a fumble recovery, giving the ball back to the Redskins.
I think it was Cooper Bertolino back getting his hands on Tate DeBrennick early to force that fumble.
So that'll make it a first and 10. It'll make it another short field. Ball going to be marked on the 13-yard line, the Litchfield 13. First and 10, going to go to the air right through the hands of the intended receiver, and that was Matthew Hill. Brings up a second and 10. You just can't put the ball on the ground. That's a no-no at every stage of the game.
Right, at any level.
Yes.
Whether you be a young, struggling team looking for that first win or an experienced team, it's just the absolute sin of football. It's giving the ball to the other team unnecessarily.
But nice tackle there. Coming up with the tackle in the middle was number 50. That's Owen Bauer for the Purple Panthers. And he didn't worry about misdirections. He saw a man coming through the middle, got the ball or not, you're going down.
Yeah, really great tackle by Owen Bauer. He's come to football a little bit later in the game, didn't play until he ran cross country. Actually, his freshman year, sophomore year, decided to give football a try, and he's found himself as an offensive, defensive starter, and it's really enjoying the game. His dad teaches right across the hall from me.
There you go. 5'10", 190-pound junior. They're going to go outside this time, and walking into the end zone is going to be Jake Johnson. That looked entirely too easy for Jake Johnson as he simply walks in for his third touchdown of the game. This one from 10 yards out. So Jake Johnson with touchdown runs of 15, 40, and now 10 yards. Three touchdowns on the night for Jake Johnson. Is that the trifecta? Snap was a poor one. The holder got the ball down, but not in time to get that one up. This one goes a little low, and it's no good. So with 7:44 to go in the first half, it is Nokomis 49, Litchfield 8. Back with the Redskins kickoff after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, our producer, back at the studio. He's doing double duty tonight as he will have game two of our Friday night doubleheader. Carlinville at Gillespie will be coming your way immediately following this contest on WSMI FM 106 and on WSMIRadio.com.
Okay, thank you.
The Purple Panther Satoff fields this one as it was dying as it goes to the ground. He dives and makes the catch at about the 25-yard line. So Litchfield will get the ball on their own 25-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Purple Panthers, who now find themselves trailing by that magical 40-plus, as it's 49-8 with still 7:40 to go here in the first half. Dobrynik puts a man in motion. He's going to hand the ball off to his big fullback. That is Drew Hartzell. Hartzell's going to get maybe a couple. Is there moving out to the 20? So he's going to be generous, give him the 28. Good mark there for the Purple Panthers. So give Hartzell a gain of 3. Call it 2nd and 7 from the 28. 7 minutes and counting here in the second quarter. 49-8 is the Nokomis lead. They look to improve to 3-1 with a date next week. They're heading to a Saturday game next week as they will be going, where did I say it was? Way down south to Albion, Edwards County, right?
Edwards County.
Don't know if I've ever been there. Probably have gone through there. Just didn't remember it. Incomplete pass going to bring up a third down and still about 9 as they'll mark the ball at the 28 again. Incomplete pass stops the clock, and I'm not sure the Purple Panthers really should be wanting to stop the clock at this point. They need to get into the locker room and see if they can make some adjustments. It's the pistol with a quarterback in shotgun formation and a back with him. Brennick is going to look out here. He's got Satoff, and it goes just off his fingertips. Shouldn't that count if you catch it on one hop?
Well, it could, and I'm a little more nervous that Isaac Satterley had a hold of Sadoff's right arm as Sadoff was trying to make a one-handed catch with his left. But
in Indian Bowl, I thought you got 75 points on one hop. Satoff did a good job of maintaining concentration on it, but as you said, it falls incomplete. No flags fell on that, and so it'll be punt time for the Purple Panthers. Seems to be a recurring theme here this evening. Panthers have had just a few sustained drives, but they have one score on the board. High. Rain. There's no clouds in the sky, but, man, that one might bring rain. And when it comes down, it bounces back the other way as it's bouncing towards the goal line. The Purple Panthers watched it and gave up another 6 or 7 yards. Finally, it's Hunter Hancock the sophomore who says, hey, we got to get on that so it doesn't go any further. So Nokomis will have it first and 10 once again in Purple Panther territory. Ball is just inside the Litchfield 35-yard line. We have a timeout on the field, 6:36 to go until halftime. It is a first half that has been dominated by the Nokomis Redskins. Game two, though, coming your way after this one, Dan. Tell us about it.
Well, game two is going to be the Carlinville Cavvies traveling down Route 4 to take on the Glisman Miners. Tim Mize and Carl DeBarro have the call on that game. It's going to be on WSMI FM 106.1 right here where you're listening. Also, you'll be able to catch that streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Going on tonight, it's a busy night on WSMI Sports. Got the Fighting Illini playing right now on a Friday night special versus the Terrapins from Maryland. That game started at 7 o'clock. It's at on the Ox 105.3. Also going on right now, the Cardinals are taking on the Padres. It's currently playing on WSMI FM 1540, excuse me, AM 1540. Also playing FM 106.9 and 92.9. Coming up next week, there's one live game going to be on for high school football. It's Staunton traveling to Carlinville. The live show beginning at 6:30 on 106.1 WSMI FM radio, as well as streaming at WSMIRadio.com.
And it just came to mind, as we go to halftime, I'm just wondering if David Jenkins might be able to give us some scores from throughout the area. How about it, David? All right, he is working on it, and we'll see what he can do. Of course, if we don't give you scores tonight, you know that tomorrow morning at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106, we'll have Spotlight on Sports and give you all of the scores from throughout Mid Illinois in tonight's football action. Dive off the left side, very successful, as coming up with the carry is Matthew Hill. And that was simply utilizing the left side of that line, Mason Morris and Lucas Stinson. Stinson, a sophomore at 150, Morris, a junior at 210. They opened up a hole there that allowed the Redskins to get a first down, taking the ball all the way down to the 16-yard line of Litchfield. And so leading 49-8, the Nokomis Redskins, Dan, they're knock, knock, knocking on the door once again.
I tell you what, Gary, I think I'm very impressed with this Redskins team, but that their front line is just really disciplined and play hard.
Well, you can tell it's a senior-laden team. These kids have played together for 4 years, maybe even more. This time it's a carry by Jake Johnson. He's going to get a gain on the play of about 7 or 8. They're going to take the ball down, looks like about to the 7-yard line, so they're going to give him a gain of 9 and call it 2nd and 1. And as you said, that offensive line, they have 3 seniors, a sophomore and a junior up there. In the backfield, they have 6 seniors, so they start 9 seniors, 1 junior, and 1 sophomore. That's a senior-laden team, and they're playing like it tonight. Handoff goes right up the middle to the fullback, Jake Watson, and Watson goes basically untouched. And as you said, Dan, when the fullback goes into the end zone untouched, that's the offensive line doing their job.
Yeah, that's O-line player right there. And I tell you, one that maybe the most impressive guy up front is their youngster. Is their youngster at 5'6", 150 pounds, sophomore Lucas Stinson at left guard. That kid is a blocking machine. He gets to the second level quick and takes linebackers right out of the play, helping out his running back. So, again, they're all very impressive, but that young little guy, he can block.
And the point after attempt is up, and it's good, as Quinn's point after makes it 56-8. Nokomis Redskins running away with this one. We'll be back with the Redskin kickoff after these messages on WSMI. They have scored repeatedly on the ground as it's been run, 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 run. 8 touchdowns for the Redskins. One touchdown for the Purple Panthers. That through the air as DeBrini hooked up with Powell for a 39-yard touchdown. But a domination by the Redskins of Nokomis here on homecoming night, I believe it is, as this time the kickoff is going to be handled by Martavius Jones. Jones gets the ball out over the 35, and the flag comes in late. We'll see what this one's all about. Looks like it's going to be a face mask. And so that's going to move the ball down a little bit further for the Purple Panthers. As the penalty occurred at about the 36, they're going to work off 5 to the 41. So from their own 41, Litchfield trailing 56-8. And Dan, this is a situation where you've just got to forget the score and play possession by possession and see what you can get done with moving the football.
Yeah, start with taking care of the ball, everybody doing their assignments, trying to clean up some of the little mistakes we've seen so far here in the first half. Yeah, get your eyes off the scoreboard and just play some football.
Pass out here to A.J. Seifert. Seifert got a good lead block out there by Drew Hartzell. I'll tell you what, I like the way Hartzell comes out of that backfield. He looks like he's determined to find somebody to hit. We'll give him a gain of 9 out to the 50. Call it a second and 1. He said, if I made a bus ride up here, I'm going to get my money's worth out of this.
Yeah, he's going to pop somebody.
Drew Hartzell, a 5'7", 190-pound senior. He's a leader with his actions there for the Purple Panthers tonight. DeBrinick with two backs behind him. He'll give off up the middle to Seifert. And Seifert's going to get a first down into Nokomis territory as he'll move the ball down to the Nokomis 47. Needed 1, picked up 3, first and 10 Purple Panthers. Whether they score or not here, sure would be nice to see them run the clock for a while. Just hang on to the ball, get the change to move in their favor. DeBrinick. DeBrinick rolls back. Oh, he gets between two defenders, and he's got a wide open receiver. And Martavius Jones got turned around, tried to one-hand it, couldn't come up with it. But what a Houdini act by DeBrinick there, as he had two defenders in his face, and he split right between them.
You know, and the coaching point's going to be, you know, you got to keep running. Don't stop and backpedal. Again, you got a freshman out there running pass routes. And he's going to get coached up this week, and that's a mistake I bet Martavius doesn't make again. He's a smart kid. He's a good athlete.
He turned around and said, hey.
Yeah,
nobody came with me.
He was so wide
open.
Well,
Nokomis all night has been defying them to pass. They've been up here close to the line of scrimmage all night long. And, again, everybody's up here within 5 to 7 yards. DeBrinick is going to be in trouble. He got that one off. There's going to be a loss on the play. But that was a miraculous toss by DeBrinick. And a really good catch on the other end by Hartzell. Problem was, it was for a loss on the play, but DeBrinick, he was going down.
He was, and had the wherewithal to get rid of the ball. Maybe should have thrown it at his feet, not his hands. But, again, we got a sophomore quarterback out there trying to make plays.
The idea is to complete the pass and let the receiver see if he can make some yards afterwards. That didn't happen that time. Carson Sadoff's going to go wide to the right. And then they'll put Martavius Jones in the slot out there. Keenan Powell will be the wide receiver over here. So we got 3 wide outs, 2 right, 1 left. Man goes in motion, comes back over here to this side. He'll reset. It's going to be an illegal set as he could come over and he could set, but he had to come over and get set, and he was stepping forward. Canadian football, good play.
Yeah, great play. Just can't move towards the line of scrimmage. Need to stay flat. You know what? See some good officiating there. The fish went over to him. Explained to Martavius what he did. That's great officiating. Hey, I'm going to catch you, but I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you what you did. And that's what we want to see in high school football for sure.
Yeah, you know, I almost say, well, if he's going to end up over there, why didn't you start him over there? Of course, the motion was supposed to distract the defense and messed them up in the secondary. It didn't. Instead, it messed up the receiving core. It would have cost the Purple Panthers 5 yards, but Nokomis decides to decline, and so with 1:55, it'll be a fourth down and 15 from the 49. Litchfield going to go for it as Dobrynik is going to go to Hartzell. Hartzell looks as he looked into the face of the defender. The ball slipped out of his hands, incomplete. And so Nokomis will take over, and they will do so on the Litchfield 49-yard line, leading this one 56-8.
And that was Jake Watson, who's we've watched run the ball from his fullback position, coming out putting that hit on Hartzell. That might make anybody nervous. Saw Jake Watson coming to lay a lick on you.
You got that right. And Jake Watson is not the hugest guy in the world, but he's one of the most solid players on the Nokomis Redskins roster for sure. They're going to take a timeout with 1:50 to go here in the first half. 56-8 is the lead for the Nokomis Redskins. We want to remind you that halftime will bring you the Shelter Insurance halftime show that's going to be coming up momentarily. But right now, another 1:50 to go in the first half. And here's a situation sportsmanship-wise. Do you, if you are Nokomis, do you simply take a knee and go in at the locker room, or do you play for your team and let them keep energizing and running the ball?
Well, they've got a tremendous amount of momentum that, you know, I could understand how they want to keep it going. You know, generally the line of thought is when you get in a game like this, you're going to play the whole first half, and then we'll make a decision in the second half what we're going to do as far as that goes. But, you know, Coach Watson's in kind of a, you know, he might find himself kind of no man's land here as far as being here before.
Well, I know most coaches will say they've been on both sides of it, and they probably, most of them, understand, and they're going to go to the air and to the passing game. This pass is going to be out there for Matthew Hill as he was running that little bubble screen, cut back to the inside, then veered off to the outside. He'll get a first down, taking the ball all the way down inside the 30, as they'll spot the ball to about the 29, so gain of about 20. First and 10 for the Redskins from the Litchfield 29-yard line. Clock runs as they wind it up after they move the chains. They'll roll out. Now Nokomis is going to go to the air again. He's got a deep receiver there, and it's going to be intercepted by the Purple Panthers. Coming up with that interception, is that number 12 out there? It is.
Keenan Powell with a tie.
That is Keenan Powell, the 5'9", 140-pound sophomore. You said it. I'm going to say it again. The sophomores are coming of age. I know it's a difficult growth spurt, but there's a play that sophomore will learn from.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of youth, you know, from A.J. Cypher to Martavius Jones, Keenan Powell. There's a lot. Tate Dobrynik. We got a lot of really good young players on this Litchfield team that are gaining great, great varsity experience.
So they're going to have the ball on the one-yard line. So it'll take a 99-yard drive to get the Purple Panthers on the scoreboard a second time here in the first half. Mainly, just simply hang on to the ball and stay out of the end zone. So they're going to try to forge this one forward. Is that going to be Hartzell on the carry? That would be my choice.
Hartzell or Seifert? Seifert's been, was Hartzell.
Okay. So they're going to say he just got back to the line of scrimmage, going to bring up a second and 10. Clock is going to run, and I think that the Purple Panthers need to take the time. You got another 20 seconds before you need to snap the ball if you'll just wait. And now he is down inside 10. We go. Dobrynik under center and waiting. It's down to 5-4. He'll snap. He'll hand off to Hartzell. Hartzell will get back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more. And he's going to be stopped, but not in the end zone, so there will be no safety on that play. That'll bring up a third down. Inside 13 seconds we go, and that should do it for the first half. It is Nokomis 56, Litchfield 8. We have come to the end of the first half, and now it's time for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. And with that, we're ready to start third quarter action. The Redskins of Nokomis will receive the kickoff. And it will be number 13, Isaac Satterley, running the ball out to about the 25-yard line. He's going to be brought down there, and so the Redskins will start on offense here in quarter number three as they lead this one 56-8.
And I got to tell you, that was Carson Sadoff in on tackle, assisted by one of my favorite Panthers, a young freshman, Keaton Morgan, who's the backup quarterback, but also in there on the kickoff team. Keaton Morgan assisting on that tackle on the kickoff. Good for him.
And we talk about Carson Sadoff, and, of course, Carson is a sophomore, correct?
Correct.
And he'll be back for a couple more years, as we said. A lot of hope in that sophomore class coming up. So Nokomis then will have a first and 10 on the 35-yard line. And on first down, they'll run the ball over to the left side. They're going to make from the 25 or 26, they're going to gain 9. So from their own 35, it's going to be a second and 1 for the Redskins. As they waste no time about it, they're heading here, faking the handoff, give it to the fullback, and that is Jake Watson. Watson will go up the middle. He's going to be wrapped up there. One of the last ones getting up off the piles, getting up rather slowly. And that is number 50.
It's Owen Bauer.
I hope he just got the wind knocked out.
He's kind of holding his midsection, so hopefully that's what that is. So.
Well, the gain on the play was 3, so they're going to call it a 2nd and 7 with the ball on the 38-yard line. While they tend to him, I'm going to have a water break for everybody. And this is one thing about it. We had 90-degree temperatures early today. Now it's going to be settling down in temperatures. There's going to be some dampness around. You're going to have to worry about cramping here in the second half. And I don't know about you, but no matter how much I preach about if the game's on Friday, the hydration must begin on Thursday, and you have to take care of that. I had a young lady give me a text after the race the other day, and she said, Coach, she said, I drank a bottle of water every class period all day today, and my legs feel great tonight. I'm thinking, hallelujah, we've learned a lesson here. Of course, now she was asking for a lot of bathroom breaks, I think. But anyway, back to the action. It's 2nd and 7 from the 38. Man goes in motion. They'll give it to him. And that is Matthew Hill, the right running back. He'll go off the left side of the line behind the blocking of Lucas Stinson and Mason Morris. He'll take the ball out to about the 45-yard line. Going to be awfully close. It'll be a first down at the 45. Needed 7, picked up 7. 1st and 10, Redskins.
Had Keaton Case on the tackle on that play.
Going to be a toss sweep this time. The pitch back will go to Jake Johnson. He'll go to the outside. Oh, great defensive play by Hunter Hancock. Did he come over in open field? The big 6'2", 195 sophomore. That's the way he's taught.
Yeah, it really was. He had Martavius Bryant really got an outside edge right there. Turned the play up. Hunter Hancock coming from the inside out to make a play. That's really nice. You see those combination tackling drills working. Everybody doing their job, making a play.
I like what I've seen from Hunter Hancock as well, another sophomore. He's under 200 pounds this year, but in the weight room, he's going to be over 200 pounds next year. They'll swing back around the opposite way. Oh, ball is on the ground, and able to cover it up is Matthew Hill. There's a situation where Matthew Hill wanted to plant his foot, spin the reverse direction. As he was doing his footwork, he let his hands go free, dropped the ball, but he was able to roll over and fall on it to maintain possession, and also got the first down at the 44.
Yeah, and I'm afraid he was getting ready to find some green grass and open up the gears a little bit, and it's funny how the ball gets a little slippery as the dew starts getting on the field, and little things like that can happen. Oh, a different formation here.
I know what you want me to say, too. And they're wearing those gloves. Quick handoff to Watson up the middle. Watson just going too sweet right up the chute. He's following his center, Caden Cook, and the guards, Mason Morris and Tanner Woolard. And I mean to tell you, he ran north-south, but it really was east-west. But you get what I mean. He ran straight ahead all the way down to the 31.
Yeah, that takes Watson up to about the 96-yard mark. He's flirting with that 100-yard, 100 yards. His average, I think, what'd you say, coming to the game, is about 111. Is that right?
Yeah. But I tell you, the thing of it is, he doesn't waste any time going left and right.
No.
He gets the ball, he's going straight ahead. He said, that's why I got those linemen up there for me. And again, no, this time they're going to fake it to him. They're going to give it to the running back coming out of the wing. And that would be
Jake Johnson
who
was.
Came around. He's Martin. Going to be stopped at the 31 for little or no gain on the play. Good defensive effort there by the Panthers.
Yeah, Martavius Jones came up from the safety position, made that tackle. Starting to put together a couple defensive plays here.
It is a sustained drive. It has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This will be the eighth play of the drive as Matthew Hill is in the slot. He will go in motion, and he will get the handoff, and he's going to sprint to the outside. He's going to try to outrun Carson Sadoff, but the big sophomore takes his legs out from under him at about the 20-yard line. It'll be good enough for a first down, but a good play there by Carson Sadoff to avoid the touchdown.
Yeah, really good hustle by Sadoff because Hill really turned on the gas, and he was heading that way.
They're going to spot the ball at the 19-yard line. We're almost halfway through quarter number three. 56-8 is the score, but I think both teams right now are ignoring the scoreboard. They're just playing some good football. Litchfield almost jumped, thought they got back, but now the flags are going to fly. They're going to call offside on the Purple Panthers. You know what? I'm going to give them that one, Dan, because I think that penalty came from being overly aggressive. They
sure
have gotten so fired up into the flow of the game that time the hard count, and give Nokomis credit, the hard count got them an easy 5 yards.
Yeah, that aggressive mistake you can just absorb out of a young team. You know, coaching staffs are going to, they're going to nod their heads on those and know that they were filling their gaps, and we're going to absorb those.
So now it's going to be a quick hitter with the quarterback as he's going to go right up the chute. And I'll tell you what, before he received the ball, I think his feet were already churning forward. As he's going to take the ball down inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. So that's going to be a first and goal for the Redskins from the Litchfield 7. Clock running as we approach the 5-minute mark of quarter number 3. Redskins knock, knock, knocking on the door. Handoff to the wingback. He's going to be upended. Who's that, Powell coming up?
I think so. Yeah, I think Powell from his corner spot.
Just shy of the goal line. We'll mark him at the 1. Give him a gain of 6. It'll be second and goal for the Redskins. Looking to see if they can get over the 60-point mark here at the 4:25 mark of quarter number 3. They'll go into the I formation. Watson's the fullback up front. They'll give it to the tailback. And the tailback will go in for the touchdown. And that was Matthew Hill, I do believe.
Yes, Matthew Hill on the 1-yard touchdown run.
And that for Hill is his second touchdown of the night. Quinn in to attempt the extra point. There was all sorts of movement going on there. Oh, no. Quinn was having trouble getting the ball over the crossbar before, but now they're going to back him up 5 yards and see if he can do it again.
Well, Overby, their quarterback, is also the holder. He caught the snap and took off running. I'm not sure if that was snap-related. I think that might have been something planned. So I don't think they were planning on kicking the ball anyway.
11 plays, 65-yard drive. Yep, you got that right. They're going to try to fake it. Oh, got a receiver wide open. Good defense there by the Purple Panthers as coming back, changing direction, was Keenan Powell. Now, you talk about speed, but that was quickness and agility to put on the brakes and stop and get back into the passing lane and make the interception. The point after attempt is no good. And so with 4:11 to go here in the third quarter, our score is Nokomis 62 and Litchfield 8. Back with the Redskins kickoff after these messages on WSMI. 4:11 to go in the third quarter, and doesn't matter who's throwing the ball. Keenan Powell can make the catch either way, as he had the interception on that one. Now an onside kick didn't get the required 10 yards. And the ball is going to be spotted. Is it going to be on the 49? As it was illegally touched there by Nokomis. And one of the Litchfield fans, very astute on the rules.
Yes.
Knew that was illegal. You can't do that.
Well, I don't know if she was talking about the early touch or the onside kick up 62-8. So I'm not sure which one she was referencing. Could have been either one.
But in any event, they're going to mark the ball down to the Nokomis 44-yard line. So the 10-yard penalty is going to give Litchfield outstanding field position here at the 3:05 mark of quarter number three. Dobrynek with two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, a couple of backs in the backfield beside him, give the ball off as the big guy, Drew Hartzell, going to get that ball. He's going to run straight ahead and pick up two or three tough yards. Let's see where they'll mark it. Looks like it's going to be back at about the 40, I'm going to call it the 42. So we'll give him a gain of a couple, call it second and eight. Again, two backs in the backfield, one on each side of the quarterback. We've got a Litchfield lineman who went down. Did you see that, Dan? This is
he was limping around before the play. Looked like lower leg.
Cramp. There we go.
Yep. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's Hunter Hancock.
That scares you.
That's Hunter Hancock. So he's one of our promising young linemen.
That scares you when you see a young man go down like that. It was like he'd been shot from a cannon. He just, boom, down he went.
Yeah, well, I think he got somebody. They were going to try to run a play with him, unable to come out of a stance. And I think one of his fellow linemen just said, hey, go down. We'll get a fresh body in here.
And so they're going to tend to him. And, of course, this is not the only game in town tonight, right?
No, it's really not. It's really a busy night here on WSMI Radio. Coming up after the game, the Carlinville at Gillespie game. Tim and Carl are going to be calling that on WSMI FM 106.1 right here where you're tuned in. You can also catch it streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Also, we've got the Fighting Illini football team playing the Maryland Terrapins. That's over on 105.3 The Ox. And the Cardinals are taking on the Padres with a 4-0 lead in the fifth. The Reds also won their game, so they're not going to be able to create any separation there. But Padres and Cards are playing on AM 1540, FM 106.9, and another WSMI affiliate, 92.9. Next week, we've got the Staunton and Carlinville football game. It's our only game next week. Live show starting at 6:30 on WSMI FM 106.1, streaming at WSMIRadio.com.
Now the handoff going to go to Seifert. And Seifert, coming off that left halfback position, angled over, ran behind the right guard and right tackle. That was Tanner Satoff and Keaton Case over there on the right side. And he made some nice yardage, getting the ball down to about the 32-yard line. So give him a gain of 10 and give the Purple Panthers a first and 10. And tell you what, Dan, in the early going, that's something we didn't hear too often, Purple Panthers first and 10.
Yeah, really starting to put some stuff together here and being able to move the ball.
Inside 130 we go. Give it off to Seifert again. He says, there's my bread, there's my butter. I'm going to follow the right side of that offensive line once again. Sat off in Case says, hey, come on. We'll take you to the promised land. It may take a little while, but we'll get you there. Ball's all the way down to the 25 for a gain of about 6 or 7. We'll call it a 2nd and 3. Satoff just waiting over there at that left guard position. Let me find somebody to hit. He's low in that stance. Comes out low. Good job there. Holds up. Oh, the pass is over here to the left side. The receiver, Martavius Jones, shows some good hands there, Dan, as he makes the catch. Gets the ball down inside the 20-yard line. It's going to be a 1st and 10. He's not ready to get up. I think he's cramped up a little bit. Two Purple Panthers have cramped up on the same play. And what was I talking about? The dampness in the ground and this time of evening?
Just talking about it starts coming up and that humidity comes up. And I'll never understand the biology of that, but and where the anatomy fits in. But, boy, you see it all the time.
Well, it looks like he picked up 5 on the play, needed 3. 1st and 10 for the Purple Panthers on the Nokomis 20. Two guys being tended to now. And now's where your manager comes in so important. He's the guy who's dished out the water. I know, a little bit late to be getting the water in you now, but nonetheless, he's doing a good job of trying to keep his team hydrated, and that's a very important part of the game.
So here's a bigger concern. Thankfully, Carson Sadoff and Martavius Jones are only dealing with cramps, but now the Panthers are going to have to bring both those players off the field for at least one play. Those are two key players in this offense.
Okay, now wait a minute. You're telling me Satoff is out for this next play, the right guard?
No. This is Carson Satoff.
Oh, Carson. Oh, okay. Okay, you're tied in.
Younger brother.
Okay,
yes.
You're tied in. Okay.
So Martavius Jones is up and jogs off the field. That's good. Looks like his calf let up, but they're still working on Carson. This is Carson.
Big brother going to get out there and say, come on, tough it up. You know what? I'm not sure he may have cramps in both legs.
I think so. I think the left one grabbed.
And I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Everybody can laugh it off and think it's only a cramp until it happens to you.
Until it's you.
And then all of a sudden it's like.
When they grab, poof. That's our $1 million, Coach. We're going to develop a vitamin. We're going to develop a vitamin that stops cramping.
We've got Vandalia with a 25-12 lead over Hillsboro now. That's not unexpected. I think perhaps Hillsboro can take a little solace in the fact that they're staying close.
Yeah.
With a very good Vandalia team. I know my grandson said when Payne, I played them in week 1, I believe it was, they came off the field, they won the game. But he came off the field and said that's a very fine ball club.
Yeah.
Vandalia has put together a good team once again. Well, we've got the afflicted player off the field. We'll wind the clock up, be into the last 20 seconds of the third quarter. Handoff going to be to Hartzell. Oh, Hartzell slips as he made the cut. You could see he saw an opening as he was trying to cut to the left, but coming up defensively for Nokomis was number 50, and that was Braxton Taylor, the 5'9", 175-pound junior. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. And after three quarters of play here at Nokomis High School, it is Nokomis 62, Litchfield 8. Back with the fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, our producer, back in the studio. And, Dan, he's got double duty tonight. He has our game and then, of course, following our game, game number 2. What's that going to be tonight?
We've got coming up next, we've got Carlinville-Gillespie, I believe.
Carlinville and Gillespie, and of course that's always a fun game between those two teams, and we'll have that broadcast coming your way as Tim Mize and Carl DeBar will have the call of that one. And that will be coming forthwith as we're into the fourth quarter with a running clock, 11:40 showing on the clock as it winds. It'll be a 4th down and 4 for Litchfield. Ball is on the 14-yard line of Nokomis. Two receivers wide left, one receiver wide right. Handoff is going to be to the outside. Oh, a penalty flag goes down as A.J. Sifford comes up with the touchdown, and the holding call is going to bring that one back. And, Dan, when you're a young team trying to progress, getting two touchdowns called back on a penalty, ouch.
Yeah, that's a hurt one. And that was one where you got to keep your feet moving when you're blocking, and we had our receiver out here stopped his feet, and once it gets outside the body, they're going to call that every time.
So that'll take 6 points off the board. That'll back the Purple Panthers back up to the 20-yard line. That'll bring up a fourth. We're going to call it fourth and 10. We'll switch left. We'll switch right. We'll send one guy off the field. Does that mean they had 12 guys on the field at one time? I'm not going to say.
Mm-hmm. As long as they didn't break a huddle.
There we go. Long pass into the corner for Satoff.
He's got it.
He holds on to it. He spun around and did a 360, but he came up with it. Carson Satoff, the sophomore, comes up with a, what was that, 20-yard touchdown pass?
20-yard pass from Tate DeBrinnick
to Carson Satoff. And so that puts the Purple Panthers in double digits, and that's always a good feeling. As DeBrinnick now has hooked up with his second touchdown pass of the night. This one to Carson Satoff. Good for 20 yards. He'll try for two on the point after. DeBrinnick will run that little shoot pass in there up the middle to Hartzell, and it is no good. And so with 10:01 showing on the fourth quarter clock, it is Nokomis 62, Litchfield 14. Purple Panther kickoff coming up after these messages on WSMI.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Bathurst Financial Group can help.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Gorowski, financial planner. Call me, John, or Lonnie at Bathurst Financial Group in Litchfield today. Office located at 510 North State in Litchfield, Illinois.
Investment advisory services and products are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Area Diesel Service of Carlinville is proud to support area high schools and Illini football. For more information to help improve performance of your light, medium, or heavy-duty diesel engine, call Area Diesel Service at 800-637-2658 or visit their website at areadiesel.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Carson Satoff with a circus catch over there in the southwest corner of the end zone as he looked over his shoulder, spun around, was able to make the catch. I wasn't sure in that far corner if he was able to hold on to it, but all of a sudden you saw double hands to the sky from the man in the striped shirt, and that's good news for Purple Panther fans, Dan.
Yeah, 14 on the board looks a whole lot better, so we're going to get a kickoff here with 10 minutes to go. No, it's going to be 10 actual minutes to get the clock running here, and maybe we can Panthers get the ball back and maybe even sneak one more in there.
Well, they'll not kick an onside kick as they'll kick the ball deep. It's going to be run right back up the middle. Oh, nice tackle there by the Purple Panthers. That was Martavius Jones. I'll tell you what, are you sure that kid's a freshman? He's not playing like one.
Well, he was in my eighth grade health class last year, so I'm pretty sure he is. I feel pretty confident about that.
Well, you talk about breaking down, getting down low, making the tackle, getting those feet of the running back up off the ground. There's nowhere he can go but down. That's the way it is coached. As for Nokomis now, it'll be a first and 10 with the ball on their own 37. As you said, it'll be a running clock. We're down to 9:15. We're going to have a timeout on the field. The only thing that can stop is a score. Stop the clock is a score, or a timeout, or an injured player. And so with the timeout on the field, we'll let you know that Carlinville Gillespie coming up next, immediately following this one. It was scheduled for 9:30, and we may get to it a wee bit early, so just stay tuned. As soon as we get done with this game, we'll pay a few bills and then get you on to game number two tonight. As Gillespie and Carlinville doing battle, last score we had, Greenville was up on Southwestern. Pano was putting it on Staunton pretty good. And Vandalia had a pretty nice lead on Hillsboro.
Yeah, a couple of touchdowns.
Yep. Got to get the tee off the field there. They'll hold up play just a second. Then they'll pull the guard and bring it back the other way. And there's a loose ball on the field, but they're going to say that the runner was down first. Not going to be much of a gain on that one. Looked like, was that Craig Bertolino on that one?
Got
not Cooper, but Craig.
Seeing some new numbers out there, yeah, for the Redskins.
Whoa, that's a surprise. Southwestern has jumped on top of Greenville 28-27. Now we're going to have a penalty flag thrown as the running back is tripped up trying to go from right to left. And for the Redskins that time, that was Ryan Quinn, the kicker. He's used to putting a foot in the ball, not a foot in the ground or somebody fumbling. They're going to have illegal shift on the Comas. It's going to be declined because there was a loss on the play, and that'll bring up a third and 13 as we hit the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter with a running clock here at Nokomis. There it is. That's that breeze I've been looking for. It's coming out of the northeast ever so gently, but it's moving the bugs to the west. Hope they're not heading to Brighton.
They'll probably stop off in Litchfield to my house.
All right, they'll set the offensive line, will the Redskins. Could be a lot of JV guys in there now. Let's see who's going to get that call. Ooh, did a nice job of rolling out from that one. That was number 36, Craig Bertolino, 5'10", 190-pound senior. He had a nice carry there as he brought that one off tackle. He was brought down at about the 34. It's going to bring up a fourth and 14. Could this be a punt for the Nokomis Redskins? I don't believe we've seen that tonight.
We saw some in the pregame.
That's, yeah.
But no, as far as a game-time punt, we have not seen that thus far.
I'm not sure we're going to see one now.
I don't believe we are.
Fourth and 14, ball on the 34. They're going to say first down or give them a chance. They'll give the ball off to 22. That's Skyler Pavolka. Pavolka is going to be brought down over there at about the 35. And the Purple Panthers defense stands to the occasion, and they hold him and get the ball back on the tackle. Why would I not be surprised that it's Hunter Hancock, the 6'2", 195-pound sophomore? I guarantee you what, they're going to have to use some extra detergent on his jersey tonight because he has really put it to work.
That's every night. He's just a very hard-working young man. Again, another one of our sophomores at Litchfield that are pointing towards a promising future. And Hunter Hancock's going to be one of those guys.
Well, you know, we talked about the fact that at halftime the score was 56-8 and that Litchfield needed to play by play here in the second half, and they've done just that. Bill Brennick is going to keep it. He's going to spin out of one tackle. No, he's not. He tried. He could not avoid Skyler Pavolka. That's two plays in a row. Pavolka has come up with a good play.
That's something different. They're going to run that outside option. DeBrennick had a pitch man in Martavius Jones, but chose to hang on to the ball himself.
Down to 5:15 and counting here in quarter number four. Valentine still doing the snapping at center. You know, that's one position that oftentimes gets overlooked, but he's doing an outstanding job of making those long snaps. This time the handoff goes to Drew Hartzell just like a bowling ball. He bounced off left. He bounced off right. He kept right on bouncing. He gets the ball all the way down to, what, the 10-yard line? Looks like the ball might be just inside the 10. We'll call it the 10, call it first and goal, Purple Panthers. Hartzell with an outstanding run there.
Yeah, he's had a little trouble seeing on his feet, whether it be slick or whatever, but, boy, no trouble there. He was bouncing off guys, moving down the field.
Remember how we used to play those pinball games? Mm. That's what he looked like, pinball machine. Now Seifert, he's going off left side this time. He's going to make some nice yardage down near the 5. Give him a pickup of 5, make it second and goal from the 5. I'll tell you what, I've really liked what I've seen out of him tonight.
Yeah, very promising. The long strider, you know, you talk about, you know, that, and he's a long strider running technique of a running back. It doesn't look like he's moving that fast, but he's covering more ground than you would see.
And he sees the hole very well. Gets there quickly, goes right through it, did it again, and into the end zone. Talk about a guy who deserved a score, A.J. Seifert. In from 5 yards out for the touchdown for the Purple Panthers. That was impressive.
Really was. And running behind, so he went to the left side. So we're looking at Owen Bauer, Louis Valentine at center, Hunter Hancock at left tackle was over there. Also have Tanner Sadoff and Keaton Case, the seniors, on the right side. So nice job by the offensive line there. Moving the ball down the field for the Panthers.
And the Purple Panthers will go for 2 once again. 62-20. Pass is going to be out there. Oh, right in and out of the hands of the intended receiver there. And that was Easton Grammer, the 5'9", 125-pound sophomore, who looked in and the ball was there a little too soon for him. He could not make the catch. But at the 3:46 mark of quarter number 4, Litchfield is on the board again. As this time it is A.J. Sifford, with a 5-yard touchdown run. Point after attempt, no good. 62-20 is the score. Purple Panther kickoff coming up after these messages on WSMI. The first half was won by Nokomis convincingly as they had a 56-8 lead at halftime. In the second half, Litchfield has 2 scores to Nokomis's 1. With 3:44 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Purple Panther kickoff is going to be run back. Who was that on the run back there? That was Quinn on the run back. He's been quite active. And looks like he was brought down over there. Once again, I think that was Tanner. That was Hunter Hancock on the tackle. Ball will be on the 35. First and 10 for the Redskins. We're down to 3 minutes and 10 seconds. The clock is rolling. 62-20. What was the score of the first game of the year for the Reds or for the Purple Panthers?
We have that. Where's your...
63-20. So they scored 20 points against Gillespie. Got to see part of that game, and I was impressed with the improvements the team had made. And I think they're making small improvements as we speak and as we go along. There was another good play by the Litchfield defense and another good tackle by Hunter Hancock. Tell you what, Hunter Hancock has played his heart out tonight. He's down to 220 and counting. We're getting some new faces in here for the Purple Panthers.
Hunter Hancock decided to come out for wrestling his 8th grade year and qualified for state. We were supposed to leave on March the 12th to go to the state tournament, and COVID hit.
Oh, my.
And so he did not get a chance to wrestle at the state tournament. It was a very unfortunate thing.
Going to be a run off tackle there, or one of the backups for Nokomis. That is Dolan Harrison into the ball game for the Purple Panthers. Number 16, Keaton Morgan, 6'5", 650-pound freshman. Easton Grammer, a 140-pound sophomore. And Caden Bergman, 5'9", 170-pound freshman. So some youngsters getting some playing time there. That 56 in there also as well. That's Ryan Valentine playing some defense.
I found number 72, Mannix Hancock, another sophomore. It's in the game for the Panthers.
Whoa, almost taken aware. That was a good job there.
Mannix, 6'2", 275-pound sophomore.
So Brandon Malloy, he's playing some safety back here for us as well. Tell you what, you got to like that play. He almost ripped that ball loose.
He about took it away from him.
Mannix Hancock, 6'2", 275, sophomore. And he's growing. He's still growing.
Yeah. Tyson Friesland, another sophomore at 6'3", 285. So there's some size. That not only does that sophomore class have some talent, there's some size there.
Big and bad, that's what they're going to be, right?
Got some biggins.
Big and bad. Keep feeding them, Mama. Coaches will keep coaching them. And you know the Litchfield fans, they'll keep supporting them. That's one thing about it. We're going to take a five-yard delay of penalty or delay a game penalty will the Redskins, and that's going to let the clock run out. It's 62-20 is our final score. We'll take a quick break and come back and recap this action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Well, as we said, the first half was dominated by the Nokomis Redskins. They led 56-8 at halftime. In the second half, a bit of a different game. Yes, we had a running clock. Yes, Matthew Hill took one in from 1 yard out to make the score 62-8 Nokomis. Then in the fourth quarter, Dobrynik hooked up with Carson Sadoff for a 20-yard touchdown pass. And then it was A.J. Cipher coming up with a 5-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. That gave the Purple Panthers actually an advantage in the second half as they outscored Nokomis to the tune of 12 to 6 in the second half. But nonetheless, the final score 62-20. That's what the scoreboard says. Dan, what do the stat sheets say?
Well, for the visiting Panthers of Litchfield, rushing the ball, Drew Hartzell had 6 carries for 26 yards. Most of them strengthened that 23-yard run. A.J. Seifert had a touchdown along with his 10 carries for 51 yards to lead the Panthers in rushing. Passing the ball, Tate Dobrynik was 9 of 24 attempts. He had 2 touchdowns and 94 yards passing. But the statistic of the game was really the 314 yards accumulated by the starters rushing the ball for Nokomis. Jake Watson with 102 yards, Matthew Hill with 105 yards, Jake Johnson with 94 yards. That's quite a three-headed attack. Connor Overby threw more passes tonight than he's thrown all season, attempting 8 passes. He completed 4 of them for 57 yards, and he did have the 1 interception to Keenan Powell down near the goal line. So statistically speaking, the Nokomis Redskins, it was just about as lopsided as it was on the scoreboard, really. I'm going to attribute a lot of that to that offensive line. Nokomis, we've talked about him several times tonight, and I think that played a big, big part in the success of the Redskins.
Yes, indeed, a very fine Nokomis Redskins team, a team that was very fun to watch this evening. And, of course, they come away with the victory this evening, and they see their overall record improved to 3-1. Next up for the Nokomis Redskins, they will be going to Edwards County next Saturday, the 25th, for a 5 p.m. game. The Litchfield Purple Panthers see their overall record drop to 0-4. Next up for them, they'll be going to Greenville to take on the Comets next Friday at 7 p.m. For us, we, of course, are done here at Nokomis, but you're not done on WSMI. Coming up next, Carlinville at Gillespie will be coming your way. But before we head there, we want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Nokomis High School for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you any of these high school sports programs. Of course, thanks to you fans for listening in as well. And thanks to our engineer back at the studio, David Jenkins, for calling not one, but taking care of 2 games tonight on the board for WSMI. One final time for Dan Newkirk. This is Gary Volker giving your final score. Nokomis, 62. Litchfield, 20. So long from the gridiron.